Welcome to episode 31. This is Mark Westerberg on school improvement. I thought since it's July and all of my administrative friends should at least be on somewhat of vacation, if not a low stress kind of month going on. So I thought I'd put in some things to talk about for how to get ready for next year that you should do on a regular basis, but just some reminders. Let's first talk about students. One of the important things is to make sure your handbook is really tight and solid. There's been lots of legislative changes that have gone on in every single state. You need to make sure they're good. A really good practice is about every fifth year or so is to have your handbook reviewed by your school attorney. There are issues in lots of states, like Minnesota, where cannabis has become legal. I don't think you have to worry about it so much with the kids, because for the kids, it's always illegal. Coming from California, my adults were the problems with cannabis, not the kids. So it's an important thing, but it's not really going to be that big of a deal if your state has just adopted it. One of the things I would advise you to do is to meet with your student council reps. Tell them what your expectations and your goals are for next year. Ask them if there were three things, what would they change and why would they change them, and see what interests they have. Another really important thing is to meet with your top 10 seniors. Your seniors really set the tone for the school year. It's really important to bring those top 10 seniors in as a group. Talk about what's the year going to be like. What do you want graduation to look like? What things do you want to see us do better, for example, at homecoming and other events? But your seniors need to really lead the group and lead the school. You have as good a school year generally as your seniors let you have. And so it's really important to connect with them and make sure that they know you're interested in what they want to do, as long as it's obviously within reason and you can help what they want to do. So what do we do with teachers? One of the important things of working with teachers is to let them know what your goals are, also to get their input. Ask the teachers, what are the top five things you would change in the building? Regardless of money, time, expense, whether it's possible or not, what would they change if they could change? And get their information, get their feedback anonymously, do it on a survey. I recommend that you survey every teacher and send it to another teacher who you value and trust their opinion to collate it and bring it to you. So it's completely anonymous and you find the five things that your staff feel like should be worked on. Introduce your new staff to people. As you get new staff, make sure you send an email to everybody on staff. Here's our new teacher. Here's where they come from. Here's their interest. It's really important during the summer just to connect through email with your staff. You don't need to do social media and text messaging stuff. Email is just fine. But you should email them on things you see over the summer that are of interest, things that you think are of interest particularly to them personally. So connecting with your staff is really important. But what I really want to talk about is for yourself getting ready for next year. One of the things I would do is I would have goals up on my board. I would have projects up on my board so everybody who walked in my office saw on my whiteboard. And as I finished them, I would either erase them or check them off. I think it's important that folks see that you have lists and you're working through those lists. I often tell people, it's on the list, I'm just not to it yet, or it hasn't reached a high enough priority. But I think that's important. People want to know what your focus is, and having it up on a board is really important. The other thing that I do, and this has been a kind of a Mark thing, I have kept thank you notes virtually from my whole career. I have a drawer in my office. And anytime I get a thank you note, I put it in there. I save them. Because I think it's important to recognize that generally as a school administrator, that people come to you with problems. They don't come to you with hey thank yous. It's really important to keep those thank yous and to encourage yourself occasionally to look in that drawer and see that there are a lot of them. The other thing I keep is criticisms. I applied for a position and got a position one time, and I had a board member say, if that's all the better we could do for that kind of money, we ought to repost it. And so I had that actually typed up, the newspaper article, on my whiteboard in my office for several years. I used it as motivation. Long story short, by the time I left that district, that parent was very pleased with what I had done. But I did keep it up there as a motivational thing. You know, we need to motivate ourselves. Every year is different, but every year is also the same, and you don't want to get into ruts. And it's really important to have things like criticisms and make sure that you use those to your advantage. I think it's very important to be introspective during the summer and to come out with a good plan and a good attitude and to be very focused. You know, as a high school principal, one of the things I think was really important was over the summer to think about your incoming class and the 10 most problematic students you have coming in. What's your plan for them? Who do they connect with? What are you going to do differently to try and make their year go better so your year goes better? You know, that 10 to 12% of the students who take up 80% of the time, what's going to be your plan to deal with them? Are you going to have other staff help you? Are you going to try and connect with them in a different way? What's worked in the past? What do you want to try and do? But those 10 kids make a huge difference in how your year goes. This one probably goes without saying, but you should meet with your athletic director and talk about each one of your athletic seasons coming up, because as we know, nothing gets a parent to a board meeting faster than athletics. It's never my kid's test scores aren't high enough. It's always my kid doesn't have enough playing time, the coach isn't good, all kinds of things. Work with your athletic director to make sure you know what's going on and you know that these are the problematic areas. And in my district, as a superintendent in a small district, I don't have my principal get very involved in athletics. As a superintendent, I know it's going to the board level or beyond him. He's really the middleman. And so I work with my athletic director as the superintendent in a small district, and the principal likes it that way. I don't want him spending time talking about who got what playing time. I want him dealing with students and academics. So I recommend to all small school superintendents, take the principal out of the athletics. Make sure that you are, as a superintendent, involved in that, because it is going to consume your time, whether you want it to or not. It's going to consume time. Again, parents are going to be far more vested in what happens out on that athletic field or court than they are in the classroom. Cut it off. Don't have the principal get involved and have a middleman, and then what did they say? Does that say the same thing you said? Take them out of the picture. They'll be glad you did. Another strategy that I like to use, I use it with teachers and with my administrators. Pick 5 students this year who you want to make a positive impact on. I look for students who don't have great grades or have issues. I look for students who struggle either socially or academically, and I look at those 5 students, and all year long, I'll make sure I talk to them, I make sure I ask them questions. I do go out of my way to make sure they recognize that I'm recognizing them. I think it's really important that you pick 5 students who struggle as a principal and work with them. and you work with them, not giving them special breaks, but giving them attention, talking to them, and making them feel comfortable about where they're at and what they're doing. Have those discussions about high school is a four-year sociology experiment. We all don't live around what happened to us in high school. None of us are sitting around with all our high school friends all the time when we're adults. So they need to understand those things and hear those things from you. They need to be part of what you do. As a principal, I would recommend to make sure that you sub every once in a while in a teacher's classroom when they need to leave or go somewhere. Remember what it's like to be in the classroom. I think it's really important to engage yourself with the students in the most positive way you can without having to create some special program or some recognition for them. I'll give you an example of one of the programs I really like, and I would suggest you Google this. It was on CBS Sunday Morning. It was a program started in a school where it was Nobody Eats Lunch Alone. That is one of the telltale signs for me, is how does a student adjust to your building? If they're eating lunch by themselves, there's something wrong. That's a major red flag that needs to be addressed. Yourself as an administrator, a counselor, a teacher, you need to find out about that kid. Maybe those are the five kids you pick to kind of look at, talk with, and work with this year, is the five kids you find at lunch who aren't with somebody. Because that can be a really lonely time for kids, and it can be very socially isolating. So look at that on Google. Do a Google search for Nobody Eats Lunch Alone. It's a really good program. It's really good when kids do it, but it's even better when adults get involved as well. Another example of a quality program is to have some type of a benevolent fund. Blue and gray, whatever your school colors are, but a benevolent fund that uses funds to get things for kids. Kids who need a coat, kids who need shoes. And it can be high school kids working with elementary kids. But what's really important is that you have that student take and work with the other student to get what they need. For example, if a fifth grader needs a jacket, the senior kid who's part of student council or part of that group takes the kid shopping to get the coat. That's a really strong bonding and great relationship builder. So I would encourage you to have a benevolent fund, get student council money together, ask parents for donations, do a fundraiser, whatever you need to do, but have access to some money where students can help other students. That is a huge issue. And you would be surprised how many students who need help are not ashamed to tell you they need help. That number that are very awkward and don't want anybody to know is pretty small in most districts. Kids want to have stuff, and they want to know that people care about them. It's a really good program for a student council to do, but you call your benevolent fund something that makes sense to you. But the key is to have juniors and seniors helping kids who are beneath them in grade level with things that they need. And they do it. It's not just a present that comes to the kid's locker. It's actually work with the other student to accomplish it. But it's very important to establish that. And finally, the last one is, as a principal or a superintendent, what makes you unique? What makes you different than other people? I think it's really important. Just like for teachers, people want to know what the teacher is really like. It isn't as much about the content. If you're an elective teacher, you know it's all about personality and drawing kids, because they'll take your class once because of the content, But the second time they take it, it's going to be because of you. Same thing with building principles. I had a program I did a while ago as a principal where I got famous people's autographs. There's a whole system out there of how to get autographs. And I would have celebrities do an autograph and send it to me at the school. I would send them a self-addressed envelope, and I would send a letter with it on school letterhead saying, "This is Mark Westerberg. I'm the school principal. I like to give these to students as thank yous for doing things that are socially good for another student. Not because they got A's or were stars on a team. When they did something socially good that I observed in the hallway, I would invite them in and give them autographs." I've seen that over and over at students when I go to their graduation parties. They have that autograph still. It really is important, and there's lots of celebrities who are more than willing to give an autograph to a public school. But that was just something I did that was unique. What do you do that's unique? What's unique about you? One of the things that's unique about me that I've changed over time, I come from the era of ties and coats and dressing formal and all those things. That's the age I was brought up in. However, the last 10 years, I've now gone to wearing school apparel. You will seldom see me academically during a school day without something that says my school name on it. And I often hear from people, "Oh, do you work at the school?" And I get to introduce myself and tell them who I am and what I do. It's really important. Some of my colleagues will go, "Well, you know, that doesn't look as professional." Folks, it's about relationships. It's not about professionalism when it comes to looking a part. It's being the part. And I most often will be found wearing something with my school's name on it, especially when I'm in downtown, when I'm meeting parents, when I'm out anywhere. I want people to know who I am and where I work. And so I wear that stuff because it's really important. When I attend games at other districts, I'm wearing that apparel. And so make sure you have plenty of school apparel that says who you are and where you're from, and let people go, "Oh, do you work at the school?" And you get a chance to introduce yourself and talk to them. I can't tell you how many great conversations I've had by wearing school apparel where somebody starts it off with, "Do you work at the school?" And we go from there. It's a really great strategy. It is not unprofessional at all. In fact, it's about building relationships. And I would tell you that in strong districts, you will find people doing that. Just like you want your custodians to be dressed at least with a school shirt on so people know who they are and they get identified. As an administrator, you want people to know who you are and get identified. As usual, thanks for listening to Podcast 31. I'll have other ones as the summer goes on, but I wanted to give you some food for thought over the summer to think about what you want to do to be prepared. How do you want to go into it mentally? What programs do you want to look at? Remember, relationships are everything with your students. Relationship with parents is everything. It's really important that you take this summertime to relax, regenerate, but also keep creative. Every year you need to have some initiatives and things you want to do, things you want to get better at. Okay, the worst thing you can do is just say, "Gee, I hope we can have a year just like we had last year." Every year is a school improvement process for your kids, your teachers, and yourself. Thanks for listening, and this is Mark Westerberg saying have a great summer.